This is an animal that you find in freshwater streams. It looks like a little lobster, and it will swim away from you backwards. Some people cook it in gumbos and...
Oh, crab?
Not exactly. This is freshwater. It's got little claws.
Crayfish?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I never caught my husband like them. I've never seen them alive.
You haven't
what? Yes, eat them.
Okay. All right, insects. The type of insect that you see flying around lights at night, you know, that just circle around like crazy. Maybe a light pole, a street light.
A lot.
Okay. The insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eat holes in them.
Moths.
Okay, and the plural of that, you'd say three.
Moths. I'm not sure. Yeah. Two. Moths. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. The insect that you see at night blinking on and off flashes.
Oh, it's called fly flowers.
Okay, anything besides that?
Blinking lights on, that's all I can.
Lightning bugs.
Oh, I've heard of lightning bugs. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Okay. This is an insect that has a long, thin body and transparent wings, and it likes to hover around.
I've seen it. I don't know the name of it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right. Let me try a few on you. Dragonfly?
Yes, sorry about that. Yes, I did.
And it's a...
Dragonfly.
Okay. There are a couple others. Sometimes it might be called mosquito hawk, snake doctor.
No.
Have you heard either of those? Okay. What about some insects that are bad about stinging you?
Oh, mosquitoes. Bees. Wasps. Ants.
Okay, now there's a type of flying insect that builds a great big paper nest up in trees, and when it hits you, just knock you down. Got a real vicious sting.
A wasp?
It's even worse than that, I think.
Hornet? Hornet?
Yeah.
Hornet.
And another kind of insect that's bad about swarming on you, it will swarm on you from the ground.
Bees?
Not exactly. Yes, had something else in mind.
This is stinging?
Yeah, stinging insect.
Swarms on the ground?
It's nest in the ground.
Yellow jack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is kind of insect that's bad about burrowing right under your skin and making your skin itch. Brave swells.
I don't know.
Chigger or red bug?
Oh, red bug. Yeah, I've heard of red bug.
You ever heard that other name that I mentioned?
No.
Okay. What about different types of snakes around here?
Moccasins, black snakes, rattlesnakes. That's it.
Okay. This is an insect that you see hopping around in your front yard.
Grasshopper?
Okay. Now, have you ever heard that? Turned around.
I could have hopped away.
Mm-hmm. What kind of person would be likely to say that, do you think?
Kids.
Kids? Okay.
Black kids.
What about older people?
I don't know that many older people, but the black kids right here.
Black kids would say.
So I'm assuming they're
picked
up in there. Especially the black ones.
Sometimes when you're cleaning your house, you'll have to get a broom or something to knock.
Get a web.
What?
Web.
Yeah. Any special types? Or you just call
cobweb.
It
cobweb?
Yeah. Is that the same sort of thing that you would see outside, like attached between bushes?
I don't know. I assume it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. As a spider web?
Yeah. Spider web.
The parts of the tree that grow on the ground, you would just call those the...
The part of the tree that grew above the ground?
Under the ground.
The root.
Okay. Have you ever heard your mother or grandmother talk about any kind of home remedies or medicines they made with herbs and roots?
I've heard them talk about it.
Do you know any names for
No.
Like mulling tea or sassafras tea?
Sassafras tea, but it's not for medicine. They drink it just to drink.
Okay.
It's like you drink, as a beverage.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you have any when you were growing up?
Yes, not long since I've gotten grown. Maybe some of my uncles that had lived in the north would come home and they had a desire for it, and they'd go and get the roots and roots ready.